From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Some welcome news for American producers after hearing President Trump signed a revised trade deal with South Korea Monday. CNBC reports, though Washington and Seoul brokered the deal in March, President Trump threatened to hold up the agreement to gain leverage in negotiations over North Korea's nuclear program. South Korean President Moon Jae-in was pleased to eliminate any uncertainty surrounding a trade agreement. Recognizing female farmers for Women's Equality Day, Land O'Lakes raised $100,000 for Feed America with their popular video She-I-O, a spinoff on Old MacDonald. According to AgWeb.com, as part of its Altogether Better initiative program, Land O'Lakes has donated $1 to Feed America for every share, tag, or comment on any of the She-I-O video content or Land O'Lakes social channels or She-I-O music tracks on SoundCloud and iTunes. China has reached into the U.S. heartland in its escalating trade war over President Trump's tariffs, using an ad in Iowa's largest newspaper to highlight the impact on the state's soybean farmers as the fruit of a president's folly. The four-page ad in Sunday's Des Moines Register, labeled Paid For and Prepared Solely by China Daily, an official publication of the People's Republic of China, featured articles including one outlining the trade dispute is forcing Chinese importers to turn to South America for soybeans. The ad targets a state critical to Trump and Republicans in midterm elections. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.